Yay for that intro.
I know. Y'all, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sade and En Vogue.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Elsie. How are you?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Pretty good. Yeah, I'm up and down, but I'm good. I'm mostly good.
All right, good.
I'm better than I was last week.
Okay, good. Well, inquiring minds want to know.
I'm over the feeling of despair, which is cool. And for those of you who are just listening to it this week, thank you for, well, now it'll be next week. But thank you for those of you who did reach out to me and say nice things. Only one person gave us feedback that we can play for you in a minute. But I had a few other people like text me and email me and tell me that they have also similarly felt like nothing they do is right and that they're disappointing everyone they know. And it's a sucky feeling. And it happens sometimes. It doesn't happen to me that much. Not to brag. But I just mean like it doesn't happen to me that much because as an ADHD person, like I spent a lot of years in chaos and I go out of my way to make sure there isn't any, like I said kind of last week. So like, you know, I avoid it for the most part, which is cool. So I feel better. Should we play Heather's feedback and then?
Why don't we do that? Let's start it up right away, guys. Here we go with some feedback from Heather Orderer.
Hey, Elsie and Jess. It is Heather from the Craft Lit Podcast, and I was just listening to the most recent episode. And Jess, I have to tell you, way back when we were doing Sheepy VIP in April and the summer of 2015, I felt exactly like you. In fact, I left Sheepy VIP 2015 thinking, wow, Jess must think I'm a complete and utter basket case because I'm stuck in a place that I can't figure out how to get out of, and it's miserable, and I had far less reason for it than you do. And I wanted to say, number one, I feel your pain. I think a lot of us have been there and pop back in every once in a while to hang out there with you. But I also wanted to let you know that that was the moment, listening to you talk about that, was the moment that you became a complete person to me. Instead of you just being funny and enjoyable to listen to, you are now a complete person. And I have so much respect and affection for you, and I'm just beaming love at you, and thank you for letting us know that you go there too. You take care of yourself. Thanks. Bye.
So sweet. Aww.
So sweet.
She's really so sweet. It's interesting that people don't see me as a whole person. So I kind of appreciate that she's not the only one that happened for.
Well, you know, I think it's because you're so like your persona is so strong. You know, there's a very strong persona that comes across when we chat, you know, and I think that it's really, we kind of take it for granted that you're like not superhuman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
So one of the things that has helped me is at night after everyone's asleep around 11:30 on the Hallmark Channel, the Golden Girls comes on. And I watch the Golden Girls for about an hour before I go to bed because it's like brain candy. And I can just sort of like, you know, not have to think about anything. It's like sort of like it just relaxes my brain. So I watch the Golden Girls for like an hour every night before bed. And it's funny because my daughter also loves the Golden Girls. And most people my age, I know who grew up, you know, in the 90s watched it. Like women my age watch it. I don't remember my mother ever giving a shit about it, though, which is weird because they were her age. But it's people my age that liked it. And now my daughter and her friends like it, too, the Golden Girls. I don't know why. But anyway, recently on a trip to New York, Emily showed me and my father this version of the Golden Girls theme song. Now every night when I watch it, this is all I hear. My father and I pissed ourselves laughing when she showed us this video. Okay, so John, play it.
Thank you for being brave.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh yeah. This is my part right here.
That's my favorite part right there.
Oh my! Holy cat!
Ah!
all of a sudden I'm like so fired up.
So every night I'm in bed going no 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 no. Because I can't not hear it now. You can't not hear it.
Yeah, you can't not hear it now.
It's contagious as hell, that thing.
It is. And it's like so, like, even more like, you know, before it's like, oh, thank you for being a friend, you know, and then this is like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah. He gets like super, that guy is a genius, I think. Anyway, so every night I'm just like, no, 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 no.
Well, now you can thank Jess for having that in your
head. You're welcome.
Dudes and ladies that are listening.
I have a visitor. Hello, Shmoo.
What? Shmoo. You
must have heard me giggling. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Shmoo.
He grabs the microphone now and brings it right to his face and says,
of course he does.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you say mommy? Mommy. Can you say tickle, tickle? Can you say tickle, tickle, tickle? Okay. Can you say tickle, tickle, tickle?
Oh, my God. The giggle. I can't.
Giggles are so fun. Tickle, tickle. Okay, goodbye. Wait, now he's tangled in the mic. Okay, goodbye.
Hi. Hi, tangled.
It's right up his nose.
Fishy?
Fishy, yes. Mommy's eating goldfishy. Do you want one? Okay, now we go with a yaya. Okay, I love you. Baba? Baba, yes. Sorry.
Hi.
I know. Bye. I love you. He looks very proud of himself.
Oh, good.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. So that's a little. So yeah, if I'm not a person after all that, then
you're
y'all are
so
just
a
crazy.
Person.
Yeah.
Between so the kid a person.
Bursting in. Hi!
Hi.
When do you think I'll ever get a studio that locks? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's probably not. I don't think that's like a thing for, if
never?
I may be sexist for a moment, for us women.
So never.
Doesn't matter what the door looks like. It doesn't matter. Well, somebody's always going to need to knock on the door. Especially,
pretty much.
I mean, specifically if you have little monkeys. I guess not women in general, but just mamas. But anyway.
Monkeys all right,
but
in the morning. Okay.
Let's about PodFest really quick about so that we can just continue to get the word out about you guys putting this on the schedule, guys.
Yeah.
PodFest happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 2017, February of next year. That would be the 23rd through the 25th of February.
How did you
in
just
Orlando,
say that? How do you say that month?
February.
February?
February?
What's
is that
the
wrong way to say
no,
it?
No, I don't know.
Dude,
now I have to look it up.
Dude, you're talking to somebody who learned English as a second language.
So in like Wikipedia, it says February or February. So the way you said it is right. But I always said February and forget the R. But you're right, too. Oh.
Well,
I just never – I don't think I've ever heard you say – I don't think I've ever heard you say February before. February.
Well, we don't really talk months to each other, though, Jess.
No,
we
not
don't
really.
Say like,
we
hey,
don't.
let's just say the January, February. March,
or do you say
April.
Wednesday? It's just Wednesday, right?
It's just Wednesday.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Okay, February 23 through 25th, 2017. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Elsie and I are doing an amazingly fun and cool interactive event. It's going to be in Orlando. There's absolutely no way for you to sign up yet, but the website is podfest.us. Please keep it in mind. We're just mentioning it now so that you
we're
put
just
it,
mentioning it now.
Put it on the friggin' calendar.
Put it on the calendar. It's going to be an event not to miss. That's going to take whatever you're doing, your work in particularly podcasting, in the women's podcasting space, in the way that you get your voice out into the world, in the way that you get to collaborate, in the way that you will then help all of us collectively to be heard and to be seen, you need to be there. So please put this in your calendars. Start to make whatever you can
plans.
Do to make this happen for
plus,
yourself. So,
everything she said, plus She Podcast Awards.
Plus she podcast awards of some kind that's going to be above and beyond anything that you've experienced in terms of awards. So you're going to have to just experience that.
That's right.
So, yeah. So let's get going with some fun tool tips.
Elsie's tool tips. I just spit out my drink.
I know, right? Okay, so
that note was amazing.
Oh, you're just amazing. You're just an.
It was you. You're before he played that. Your note was amazing.
Oh, my note?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Oh, who knew?
I don't marvel at myself like that. I'm talking about you,
dude. Oh, give me. Oh, come on. All right. But here we are. This is the first tool tip that we got. This came from the amazing Erica Learmark. She kind of like tweeted at us after listening to one of our shows. You can find Erica over at ericalearmark.com. So she let us know about Modo Bag. This is modobag.com. And I was trying to figure out, you know, because her tweet said something like next time, like you need to have the, what did she say? Next time you guys travel or something like that. And I was like, what did she
say? No,
talking
it was
about?
Something, hold on. It was something related to, I guess, something that we.
Well, it was something related to the kidnapper van. No, that was the second tweet that we got from her.
I think it had
to do with our traveling, and it was more than likely related to your travels inside
me,
of the airport.
Because my handle broke.
That's right. Okay.
My handle broke on my suitcase. I asked Scott to give me a suitcase. I don't even know if we talked about this. Maybe this isn't why she sent it to us, but it was perfect because my handle broke and I had to hand carry. I mean, it was like a suitcase that I had to check. It was so big. And when I go to lift up the handle, all I have is like a little wrap strap. And so I have to kick it to put it on its wheels and roll it
and drag it behind me.
Anyway, so she sent us this solution that is so amazing and fantastic that all you can do is buy one. And as it's soon as they're available, you're going to see Scott and I. Okay, so.
We have to set the scene. You guys, we have to set the scene for this, though, okay? So imagine.
Yeah, set the scene. You're right.
A beautifully crafted carry-on bag, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the shape that fits in that little compartment, because I don't
know
whose bag.
It's carry-on shape.
My bag. Yeah, carry-on shape that fits in the little thing that they have right in front of the, you know, when you go to the airport, your bag's supposed to fit there. My bag never fits in there, but
me neither,
supposed to. So anyway, it looks like a regular bag, but it has a motor in it, and you can ride it like a motorcycle. You don't have to straddle it. You can actually put your bum to the side there and then just kind of like do it the way old school ladies used to ride on
horses. I don't think you can because you have to steer it.
Oh, okay.
You have to literally... So in theory, this is like the best idea ever because it has wheels and then there's this little compartment and up pops a handle with a go and a stop button and it goes like 8 miles an hour. It's not slow and you can be up to 260 pounds to ride this thing, but you have to straddle it and ride it like a horsey on like a carousel. So you straddle your luggage. And then
yes, you do.
And then you just zoom around the airport.
Oh my god! It is like
it is exactly like that. You need like a ringy dingy, you know?
Dingy ding, here I come! Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, once everyone has one, first of all, it'll be a hazard, I think, because people will exactly.
Yes, you could just.
You could totally.
Oh no, what happened to Jess?
Fall off. The problem is people drink in airports.
Oh my god, that's right.
People get totally wasted before they get on a plane. But okay, so like for Scott who has lung problems, it's like the dream because he can just ride his suitcase to the gate and then ride
on top of the suitcase.
Imagine if you had, I mean, and also this solves the problem of like one time I had a layover in Dallas, and sometimes when you have a layover, a 40-minute layover, it's not so good because by the time you get off the plane, that's 20 minutes. And then you have like 10 minutes before you board. And so if that's
run.
For me, it was Dallas. And like from the beginning of Southwest to the end of Southwest, yeah, I had to run my tits off trying to get to the connecting flight. This would solve that. Totally solve that for people if you have a short connection.
Zip, 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 zip.
Because sometimes also when you're booking a flight, you're just like, oh, that's a 30-minute layover? No fucking way. Instead, I'll wait 4 hours just to make sure that I don't miss it. I've changed my plans based on the fact that if it's too short of a layover, because I'm afraid if, God forbid, the plane is 10 minutes late, you're fucked. So,
oh, you're totally messed up with that. Oh my God. And
this moto bag solves that problem.
The moto bag. Yeah. But if you totally want one of these, because I mean, it really,
wait.
We haven't talked about the other like really cool thing about this bag. So you can charge your stuff in it.
Oh my God. So I missed that somehow.
You can sit on the little bag and you can, you know how at the, obviously you can do your own thing. You have your own personal chair, which you sit on.
Right.
And then you don't even have to go near a wall against all the other people who are trying to hog all of the connect, you know, the electrical outlets or anything like that. You've got your own electrical outlet to recharge your phone. And I think you can charge it. You can stick your computer in there, I think. So how cool is that?
It's amazing. And it's funny because like you don't have to ride it if you don't want to. If you're like not into that part of it, you can just like drag it like normal. Or you do a little boop and it kicks out the foot pegs so that you can just like rest your feet near the wheels, sit your fat ass on the moto bag and just like, and it says comfort is king. Relax on the memory foam cushioned seat. And it has like a crush proof laptop compartment. Oh, so the sleeve for your iPad and your computer is extra padded so your knobby knees don't crush it as you straddle your suitcase.
My God.
I mean, when you watch...
It's smart.
It is smart. When you watch the promo video...
Oh my God.
It's like a lot of emotions are running through you, I think.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Part of it is I want that. And then part of it is these people look ridiculous.
And then
part of it is they pick like the most attractive people to make you think it's like the coolest thing in the world. But like Scott and I and our chubby little Jewish selves, like motoring through the airport is like the most ridiculous thing you could ever think of. Like imagine yourself. Two fat Jews, like, or like, imagine just, I mean, if you want, like, they show you, like, people in their 20s, but, like, just imagine your parents, they're in the line to get their boarding pass, and then you see, I mean, just imagine yourself at the airport, you see two people get their boarding pass, and then they do, like, a kickstand, straddle their luggage, and ride away. You would think that you had taken LSD.
Oh, my God. Yes, it
right?
would. It
you would think,
would.
Like, and, did, you know, did I just dream that? I'm not the only person that saw that, right? They rode away on their luggage, right? I didn't just see that.
And the video, you know, has this lady, and she looks, like, super professional. Like, you know, sweet outfit, beautiful heels.
Yes.
Like, all coiffed and totally grown up. Like,
in fact,
she looks super grown up.
Yes. If you even just go to the main page, and everyone else in the airport is acting like it's not happening. Which
yeah,
is the
and they're acting
part.
like
it's totally normal.
Totally, but they're looking at her like
tools. Riding
they don't
down
look
the-
at her like they don't look at her as if she's crazy. They look at her as if like, oh, that's cool. As if they covet this thing. Whereas I feel that when I would see somebody with it, I'd be like, what the
actual fuck? Right.
I know.
That's what you would really think when you looked at someone. Oh, and there's somebody and she's outside the airport now waiting for her ride in cowboy boots and and like a leather jacket. She's extremely cool. They're all like in their 20s and 30s.
They look really very nice. Very nice. So anyway, there's the moto bag. Thank you, Erica, for thinking of us, for thinking of both of us, and for thinking that this would actually work with the kidnapper van, actually. Could you imagine that? Like, coming out of the kidnapper van, I'll just take
like
out my moto
badasses
bag.
Like, if you unloaded four moto bags, and then you're like...
And then we all got on and went off.
You all got on and just
Brandy.
Like... Yeah, like, you leave a white unmarked van and ride off on your luggage. Oh my God, it's like right out of, like, Paw Patrol.
Which is what I strive to be. I mean, strive to be like Paw Patrol,
like because... spy hippie family on the go. That's hilarious.
Oh my my God, that's so crazy. But okay, but so that's the, thank you, Erica, for sending that our way, because that's pretty genius. Now I have to share about something that I want, like, and I am going to be investing in this Indiegogo campaign here very, very soon, because it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
I think it's about anything that's power for me is the best thing ever. And what I've been noticing is that I'm constantly charging my device, my iPad, no matter where I go. Like, I'm constantly, constantly charging this thing. And what I found is that the one that I have, you know, the one that I've talked about in the past, I have a power bank that's like, you know, solar powered and it's all this stuff, but it's huge. I could murder somebody or I could crush my toes if I drop this thing on me. Like,
yeah,
it's so heavy. It's so kind of bulky and big.
Yeah.
And I love it. If I drop it, it doesn't break and whatever. But I've been looking for something that's really powerful that I can have in my purse. But at the same time, I've been looking for something that's not huge that I can charge my laptop in.
Mm.
So there, I just found this Indiegogo campaign, and it's called the Omni Charge. Okay. Smart and compact portable power bank. And what's really cool about this is that it can charge your laptop. And it's little. It's actually, I looked at the sizes. It's basically around the size of an iPhone 5S.
Yeah,
not a skinny. You know, it's a little bit wider. They have two different sizes. One of the sizes is bigger, and that is actually more apt for computers. But the smaller one actually does charge your computer, and that is the selling point for me. And of course, it also charges almost every other device. And this is another thing that it does that usually these charging things don't, is that you can charge the battery and be charging a device at the same time. Because usually what happens with these things is that you have to charge the battery, and when the battery is being charged, you can't charge at that time. So it's got this like crazy way, like, you have to see the video of the stuff that it does, because it basically charges almost anything. It's like a tiny little thing. It's a small little device. Not totally tiny. I have to say it's not totally tiny, but in comparison to what I've been carrying around, it totally is. So
it's the dream. I just sent it to Scott to purchase immediately. He loves Indiegogo shit anyway.
Yeah, there's two different sizes. One of them is the 13,600 mAh. I don't even know how you say that, for the battery. And it's a smaller, it's like the weight is 0.83 pounds, which is pretty decent size. And then there is the 24,000 mAh, like 20,400. And that one is a pound and a 1.3 pounds. So it's bigger. I'm going to get the smaller version because that's actually what I'm looking for, is something that I can have in basically my purse that I can carry all the time. And I'm cool with less than a pound of weight that it's adding in there. But you guys need to check this out. It's like, it's so lovely. It is so lovely. And the prices as of now are totally cool, because I think you can get it for, where are they? Is it $99? Yeah, for the standard.
Yes.
As of now, it's $99 for the standard.
Yes.
And it's $129 for the pro. And, you know, seriously, if I could, if, you know, if I had an extra $120-something, I would get both of them. But right now I'm actually just really, truly looking for the smaller one. But $99 bucks for that, it's a no-brainer for this stuff.
I know. How could you not have that or want it?
How could you not? It's amazing. And it has like every single like kind of power that you can want to charge in. So anyway, I had to share that with you guys.
We live in
check
amazing times, you guys.
Be connected. Do this stuff.
Speaking of Indiegogo, though, can we talk about the messengers?
Yes, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Messengers.
Do what again?
Talk about the messengers again.
Did we talk about it before?
Yes, love.
Oh.
Yes, let's do it.
Listen, I've been told that my brain's not functioning properly. I didn't even get to that part of the conversation I have a prescription from a doctor to fix my brain. Because of what happens with you, where we talk about stuff and then I have no recollection. That's not just happening with you, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens all day long, and it's scary. I've, like, Googled early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, my God. Dude, are you going? Don't do that. Don't even
start. Oh, excuse me, little miss. My kid has a headache, and I think it's meningitis.
Yes, I know. That's
why
I'm
just as bad.
I am totally
no, I'm sorry.
Bad.
Well, appendicitis.
Well, no, she, remember? No, I
you
did
have
totally
thought
think
meningitis,
she had meningitis,
too. Yes.
Yes. I totally thought, I was like, oh my God, she has meningitis.
Yes!
Jess gets these, oh my God, she has appendicitis. I have to take her to the doctor. She's going to, oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm sorry we mentioned this before, but I think until it's backed, I would like to talk about it every time because it's so important.
Yes, of course.
It is a professional movie that's being made about podcasting. It stars a lot of your favorite people. Danny Pena is in it. Glenn the Geek, if you don't know him, he's an advertising fucking genius. He's the owner of the Horse Radio Network. Danny Pena does Gamer Tag Radio. The Kremitzoses are in it. Christy Helsler's in it. Hi, Christy!
Tina Dietz in the house.
Tina Dietz did most of the interviews. And I guess I'll be in it too, even though I'm not part of the trailer. A lot of us have been interviewed and are in it. So they're looking for backers, and I will put the link in the show notes because it's long. But if you could just go to Indiegogo and in the search bar at the top, you can type in the messengers and it comes right up. They are looking for $19,000 and they've gotten about 30% of that. So, if you have, they even have, you know, $5, $10, $25, $50. Those are the lower contribution packages, and any little thing that you can give up helps. I guess what they're trying to do is, you know, make the movie, market it, put it out there. I don't know what's the money for? What the hell is the money for? What do they need the money for?
The money is to pay for it because they need to travel. They're still doing it, dude.
Oh,
they're
right.
Not,
they're traveling all over. Right. Because they're doing all of it. Right. I'm sorry. You know what? Okay. Maybe we should... Listen, Katie and Chris, if you listen and you want to give us some feedback, speak pipe feedback about what the money is being used for. I mean, if you look at the trailer, obviously they're paying an award-winning filmmaker and some graphics people. But yeah, they're traveling all over hell and creation putting this together. And it's amazing. So please check it out and contribute. We do not get any money for supporting them, but we hope that you will support them because it's just amazing to see a movie being done about podcasters. Dave Jackson is sort of like the underlying voiceover, and it pumps you the hell up when you see that trailer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The music, it's just like all of a sudden you feel super famous and you're like, I am part of that movie.
All of a sudden you're in like the Fight Club.
I am a messenger.
Yes. Take a look at it. We'll put the link in the show notes. Don't miss it. For the love of all that is holy. Please help them. Okay. Yeah.
Totally.
And now
we're moving in some news.
The news you can use for the podcaster. Podcasting news. We just got a note from our editor that Dave started a podcast about this movie. They're going to Guatemala.
Oh my God, yes. Totally. I forgot to mention. That's what I wanted to mention about it the other time. Yes.
Senor.
So we're going to have a link in the show notes for the Messengers corresponding podcast about it. Very meta. This whole thing's very like meta. So yeah. All right. So we have some news. Jessica, can you please fill us in on the latest on the podcast front?
I'm going to the upfront. Okay, so you guys, you're not gonna believe it. There's an upfront and it's in New York, okay? It's being done by the IA. Okay, I'll stop because I'm even annoying myself. It's being done by the IAB, I have to make sure I get it right.
It's really hard to say. I'm telling you, it's a handful. That's why it's called the IAB, and even that's hard to say.
It is the, I know it's advertising. Interactive Advertising Bureau. That's what it is. The Interactive Advertising Bureau. It's a bit of a mouthful, but basically what they do is empower the media and marketing industries to thrive in the digital economy. They are the ones that make all of the standards for banners, and now podcast advertising is probably going to be done through them. Being a member costs a crazy crap load of money. I, as
yes,
a startup agency, do not have the kind of money that they would like. However, when you're a startup for the first 2 years, if you can scrape together $5,000, you can be a startup member for $5,000. And then after 2 years, it immediately goes up to $10,000 a year, which is a lot for me since I have nothing. But anyway, last year they did the first ever podcast upfront. So if you don't remember me talking about it, let me tell you what it is when I go to the event and read it to you. Hold on 1 second. Okay. September 7th in New York City. It is a special one-day marketplace designed for advertisers and media buyers to preview the latest and innovative podcast programming from some of the biggest names in the digital audio arena. So basically what this is all the big boy networks, NPR, Panoply, Wondery, Time, Podcast One.
Dude, it's Panoply. Just
fuck, I say that wrong every time. I like Panoply, but okay, yeah. Panoply. Yeah. All the big networks get together and they show the advertisers about their new shows and get them to advertise. So I used to talk about the TV upfronts and the radio upfronts. So TV basically is like NBC, CBS, ABC. They make presentations on everything that's coming up in the fall. And then like Ford will show up and be like, dibs on the new show with Fred Savage. I got Oprah's new network. You know, like they all kind of like get to pick and choose what they're going to advertise on. This is the same thing, but for podcasts. So it's kind of a big deal because all the networks are seeing the big boy advertisers. And so I called them to see, hey, what would it cost for me and Heather Osgood, who does True Native Media? We just want to come. I don't want to present. I just want to show up. And I haven't gotten a response. Their phone number doesn't work. I was emailing them. And then finally today, I'm on Wondery's email list. And in their newsletter, it said, oh, by the way, there's an upfront. And if you are an agency or an advertiser and you'd like to get a seat, let me know. And I'll see if I can get you a seat. So I replied and I was like, Heather and I want to go. And so he wrote back and said, of course, here's what, you know, here's the blah, blah, blah. And here we go. So this all just happened like 5 minutes before we started recording. So I don't officially have a seat. And Heather and I are, you know, she's in California. I don't even know if she'll be able to come. But I'm going to go, even if I have to sleep on the street, which I won't because I'll have money for a hotel room because I'm not that pathetic. But it's okay. Like, I'm, you know, the people that I'm representing, probably what I'm going to do since I'm not actually doing a presentation is bring like a book and like create like a cast book of my players, you know, and just like, because you never know, I could be sitting in the audience next to the guy from friggin' who knows who, right? Like from Target or from anybody. Who agencies, all different kinds of like ad agencies, the big ad agencies, RGA or Carmichael Lynch or what's the one with that guy, Ogilvy Mather? And like those are the guys in charge. They're in charge of these huge brands. Huge.
I know.
So I just want to go there in my green dress and my mohawk and be like, what's up, people? Start up here with some kooky gas shows. Yeah. It's going to be rad. So I'm super excited. Yay! And I'll let you guys, I'll have to report back to
you're going to have to do some Snapchatting, you know, or something.
Oh, all right.
Something. Please. Oh. A couple, even if it's just like really tiny little things. Doesn't have to be
John
like
says
all
I'm popping into the mic. Pippity pop pop. How do I stop? Pop, pop, pop. Okay, I'm sorry.
Aim it a little lower.
Oh.
And try to
how's
like,
that? Is that
talk
better?
Over.
Better, better, better. Poppity pop pop.
You just got really excited, dude. I
think I
that's
just
got excited about something.
I'm excited because what an opportunity. Can I lose 20 pounds by September? No, I'm just kidding. That's not even cool. I shouldn't even. It's not that important. What's important is that I'm smart and cute, not thin.
You are smart and cute, and you're going to be feeling a lot better. So it's going to be.
I already feel better. I've gotten some good advertisers in the last week. I've got some things humming and zipping and popping for people. So things are starting to happen.
Hear.
I mean, yes. And for those of you who have been trying to get sponsors all this time or have been following me on my advertising journey since the beginning of the year, I had a funny feeling that the end of summer, early fall would be happening more because most big companies do their budgets in September and not. And I started this agency in February, which is kind of when everyone's just like already got their spending laid out for the year. So maybe that wasn't good timing on my part, but there you have it.
But you had to do it. But speaking, so now let's talk a little bit about what I guess people have been reaching out to you about Podbean. Podbean has a new marketplace, they say. And they've been spamming every single podcaster that they can get a hold of, actually. It doesn't matter who that you'd be host with them or not. They basically sent an email to, I don't even know how they speaking about scraping people's email addresses. I'm assuming that they somehow got them from, I don't know. From where? Because we don't host with Podbean, and She Podcast got some stuff from them.
Podbean?
Those email addresses. Yeah.
First of all, I just want to say this about Podbean. Something's up. Would you like to know how I know?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Go to podbean.com and scroll all the way to where it says, or no, at the top. Wait, where does it say, like, contact us? About us, I guess. And then see where it says contact us, 501 Silverside Road, Suite 105, Wilmington, Delaware, 1989. That's literally right down the street from me.
Really?
Like, I pass that on the way to my mother-in-law's house. It's right down the street from me.
Get out.
When I go to LinkedIn, nobody's from Delaware. Nobody lives here. The CEO is in San Fran, which, I mean, I guess isn't too uncommon because a lot of people do incorporate in Delaware. But don't say that's where you're located, though. Like, that's weird, I think. I'm going to drive up there and knock on the door.
You should, because it's so close.
It's so close, you guys. It's like, it's like past a grocery store. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, yes, all this thing about advertising. So basically, there's a couple things that are happening that I'm not sure exactly how it works, because they're saying, oh, you're an advertiser. Let's get started. Reach your brands. Your ads will be fun. I think they're trying to do like the mid-roll thing where the people who are already on Podbean, well, Podbean isn't, it's not a, you can't host your show there, right? It's just a network, right?
Yes, you can, dude. Podbean is a, they started as a podcast host. That is what they're, their bread and butter has been.
So they're doing the Blueberry thing where now the people who are hosting with them are going to be subject to advertising capability.
Yes.
But also they have an app where you can listen to all the shows that are just hosted on Podbean as a network. They're kind of dipping their fingers in a lot of pots. Let's just say that. But that said, I think that, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of these networks, and it's just, I just kind of feel like why would you put your show on an auction site and just let, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, let the advertisers come to you. But the advertisers don't really do that right now. So putting yourself on Podbean or, you know, there's a couple other ones, cast.market. There's a new one too, cast.something. Hold on. Cast.plus. Cast.plus.
Oh, okay.
If you go to that website, cast.plus, it's the same. It's almost the same. Every website's the same. Get sponsored. Put your show in front of interested sponsors. Sign up for my database. And like, on some level, that's really smart because their business model is a little smarter than mine in that you put the podcaster just puts their info in and hopefully a sponsor will come to them. Whereas like, I'm promising to pitch on their behalf. So I'm doing a lot more work, whereas like if I just had people sign up for a database, all I would have to do is contact advertisers. So in some ways, it's really smart. I just don't like the aspect where there's a bidding war, I think. I feel like it cheapens it. Like if you go to cast.market, yet another one, you can see, is this the one where you can see all the shows? Find a podcast. No, this is the one where they just pulled everything from iTunes, and then if it's you, they can go claim your show. That's actually even creepier. What's the other one? Cast.net? There's so many. What's the other one? Cast.market. Oh, advertisecast.com. This is bad, right? There's just so many of them, and how are they supposed to individual?
There's so many. Well, what I think the problem here is it's not so much that this is happening. The thing is, all of these different areas are banking on the volume. They're trying to cash in on everybody's podcast together because, as you know, there aren't very many podcasts by themselves that can make any kind of money, really, that's worth even talking about, based on the CPM model, which they are now, industry standard is $20 CPM, which means for every 1,000 downloads, you get $20. And you know, the average monthly download for podcasters, the median number is 173, I think is what we mentioned on the feed, which means that, let's say that, you know, half podcasters go below that and half of them go above that. Not very many people are going to be making any money because by the time they hit 1,000 downloads, it's going to be a long time. And then you're only going to make $20.
Yeah.
So the reason these things are coming up is because that they don't have to do the work. You are giving them the stuff. They're going to sell. You're going to get maybe, I don't know, $20 on a campaign that you're going to be selling on.
Yeah, it just feels like
they're going to be making the, I don't know. It's just, it's the same thing that everybody's always done. It's just that now everybody's trying to bank in on it. But what you are doing differently is that you're more of a boutique agency that's leveraging bigger money versus a really highly qualified audience that is engaged.
I mean, I'm trying.
And, well, yeah, well, okay. That's what I, exactly. But you're, but that's your focus, though. That's what you're
trying to do. If you look at advertised cast, though, it says 5,000 listeners per episode, total reach 300,000. But here's the thing. Anybody can sign up and put their numbers on there. Nobody's checking. Like, I have to check. I get their Libsyn login, and I make them show me the actual listens per episode and the episodes. Like, here's one on just the homepage of advertised cast. If you scroll down, it's called Deep House Lounge, House Music Podcast. And yeah, maybe it does get 30,000 listeners an episode and a total reach of 90,000. But is that per month, I guess? Oh, no, that includes Twitter, Facebook, website, and more. And so and then it shows you the episode dates, like 5-2, they got 20,000, 4-17, they got 25,000. I mean, that's great, but they're asking 1,500. Oh, no. For 24 episodes, it's $8,000. Like, what big brand is going to come along here and say, sure, I'll plunk $8,000, $15,000 on a website and just order now? Like, it's like a checkout system, like a cart. You don't talk to anybody. You just look at the numbers and then just like hit your PayPal. That makes no sense to me. How do you know it's the right audience? How do you know that it's, how do you know they're not bullshitting?
Well, we'll see what happens, because they're, you know, it's like the world of who knows out there right now. But that's interesting, the way that the market's moving along or around. So I don't know. And speaking of like trying new things and kind of switching things around and stuff, what about this whole, we talked about putting your podcast on Product Hunt in the past. It actually happened a while ago, but have you seen anything happening in Product Hunt that you feel would benefit people putting
I just don't know why they have a tech podcast section if you have a tech podcast and you don't put it in there. Like, what? These other ones are, what are they even talking about? Most of them are talking about Pokemon Go. Here's a Logo Geek one. Virtual reality.
Well, Product Hunt is a very specific type of audience right? So
the art of the Kickstarter. I mean, we have a tech podcast. Is this something we should look into?
Why not? I think that we would probably resonate a little bit better with that audience, or possibly, I don't know. It depends on. And see, the other thing too is that
there's one called Pitch.
I would post more on Product Hunt than anything.
Yes, exactly. Well, don't you read I don't look for podcasts on there. That's silly. But then the point is, why have it, I guess? It just don't make no sense.
So anyway, there's that.
That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
Product
But I do like on Product Hunt, if you guys don't know it, the fun stuff is in like the tools section. And like you go on Product Hunt, don't you? I found some cool stuff on there.
I haven't in a long time. I feel that'll be a rabbit hole that I will not come out of.
Yeah, you're right. It's exactly that. There's a new app called 500 Miles for Job Seekers. Discover breakout tech companies and get hired by them locally. It's kind of cool. A new app called Highly for iOS. Medium style highlighting in every app and every website on your phone. Just fun little doodles like that. Cool stuff.
See, that kind of podcast, I think that it would really work for people who are doing that type of podcast too, including any makers. I think makers would really benefit from that, even if it's not, if they're not tech type makers. But any kind of artistic thing, somebody that's...
Product Hunt should have their own podcast. That's what I think. They need their own podcast.
Product Hunt. I think they might. But who knows?
Wait, they do. You're right.
I think they might. I have seen it somewhere.
Producthunt.com/radio. It's SoundCloud.
Aw.
But you're right.
Poor Product Hunt.
My bad. My bad.
Oh, my God. So let's get to something fun.
All right, sorry. We got a little derailed.
And let's get to something fun, especially with our numbers.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Okay, so here, right before we went to Podcast Movement, we were featured, or I saw, like, it was actually the last week of June. There is a new sort of like how to podcast section. It's something like podcast. I don't even know what the actual section is called. But when you open up iTunes, at least as of this month, at least when we're recording now, the end of July, beginning of August. When you open iTunes, there is a section that features podcasts about podcasting on the front page of iTunes. It's been there now for a month because I checked. And I totally forgot about it. And I was like, oh, I want to report on the numbers and how it affects us, right? So that means that this is far and above a much better exposure than anything that's new and noteworthy, because these type of features in iTunes that are around a specific subject matter, I feel are so much more relevant to an audience, especially like, mm-hmm. you know, how they usually do, like right now we're in a really highly charged political season, right? So they'll be focusing on political type podcasts. When we get to, you know, summertime or whatever, or right before in the springtime, they do a lot of features on health and fitness podcasts, or the beginning of the year, stuff like that. So iTunes really highlights whatever the season is, both climate wise and also what's happening in terms of news, or they feel culturally is happening, and they will highlight those shows. I think that really works well, especially if you're going in there and you're like, oh, wow, I want to subscribe to all these political podcasts because I really want to just get my, you know, my conversation around the political system via podcast, yes. right? That would really work. So I think that works a lot. So they have been doing this wonderful feature on podcasts about podcasting. And She Podcast has been in the front page now for over a month without having to scroll.
Yeah, we're still there.
Yeah. And it's and without having to scroll, which is, I feel, the key. So just from a little bit of research that I did based on, because I have three shows that are featured on there. One of us is the She Podcast one.
What?
That it's in the first
three,
I know. One of them is the right in the front and center. The other one is Thanks Podcasting, which I haven't really done much since last November on. It has like 67 episodes mm-hmm. in there. And then
that's right. Yay, I forgot.
Thanks Podcasting. And then we have the feed. And the feed is also part of that.
That's right.
I have to say that for both the feed.
You're a badass, Elsie.
I know. It's kind of famous. I'm famous. But because I can see those numbers for all those other podcasts as well, I can tell you that there has been almost zero uptake being featured for a month for those
what?
Two episodes, for those two
nothing.
Other shows. Almost zero. Yeah. It's very like almost nothing. I mean, the feed is doing really well on its own. I think the feed has a really strong following on its own. I don't think that we've gotten any more
Hold
from
on.
This feature. It's all, we're almost
that's not true.
But
our show has way more downloads.
Well, that's what
this
I'm saying. That's like
before.
But our show, because it's in the I honestly think it's because of a bunch of different features. These are the key things that I feel are really important. Number one, it's front and center. It basically you don't have to scroll. Number two, the artwork is very good. It's very
agree.
It
Thank
totally
you very
pops
much.
Out from that. You know, if you look at it along the lines of all those things there, it calls your attention. It's a woman's shape, you know, like a silhouette. It's very colorful. It's very, you know, simple. And so those things on its own, it's going to make somebody step into it. Mm-hmm. Number three, thank you, John Buchanis. He's been helping us so much with our audio that I feel we sound so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So that Agree. It sounds
AudioEditingSolutions.com, people.
Yes. So that I think that if people press play and they start to listen, we deliver on the artwork because the artwork's yes. the one that sold it, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then from there on, I think if they can, and then of course we're an acquired taste. So if somebody isn't into listening to us jabber, they're not going to continue listening. But it seems like that we've gotten pretty decent numbers. I mean, look at our June and July, June versus July
I know,
numbers.
It's huge.
It's a huge.
And actually, I just looked at another one of the other podcasts on that list. It is a client of mine, and they haven't had any uptake. And it's because I think you're right about the scrolling.
Yeah. I think it really does matter that scrolling part
oh my God,
of it totally matters. Yep.
Do you think in July we're going to surpass a 5-figure number?
No.
We've never done that before.
We haven't, because it's July 27th right now. We would have to get
27, 28, 29.
No, because
30,
we release.
We have 4 days to go. Oh, 900, not 100.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't get to. Yeah. But that wouldn't that be insane?
Never
though?
Mind.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
So
it would be so.
But what we have noticed is that now our monthly downloads at least from what I could tell, like, because I got two different things of two stats pictures that we're sharing here with Jess. So basically, we were around 400 to 500 downloads per episode per month, right around that on average, you know, like meaning like when we release, not per month, I'm sorry, was it per month? Yeah, it was per month. Somewhere around that, 400, 500. Since that whole thing, we were almost getting to 1,000 per episode per month, which is crazy.
I know, it's awesome.
So our graph is really shifted and changed, and we have like about 2,000 downloads extra for the month of July than we did for the month of June, which is pretty awesome. So it has totally helped us, I think. So we'll see what happens after we're no longer featured. So yeah. That's why I keep on checking. I'm like, we'll see what is happening with that. So speaking of John Buchanis, hi, John.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I was like, did he disappear?
He just came in to our private space.
So we've been trying a new thing, John. So John has been, I don't know if you guys have listened in the past two episodes. He has actually been in the studio with us as we record. So we've been able to really start to listen to audio. He inserts bits and pieces of his audio genius and silliness as it goes back and forth here. And we've been able to listen to in real life, in real time, our voice feedback and any kind of audio that we add in here. And he's been doing this using a new, is it service? Is it an app? Is it a website? What is it, John?
I guess it's a website. It's called Cast, but if you want to use it, it's TRYCA.ST. And it's called Cast. And basically, you can record up to four people. And what you would do is you go there, you can schedule your event, and it gives you a link, and you send that link to whoever's going to be on the show, and then they take that link, and when they click onto it, it asks for which mic you're going to use, which output you want to use, and then you click, and you're in the room. So with She Podcast, what I'm doing is I sit here with my mic muted, and then I can play the sounds. I can play any audio that you guys want. I can drop in some sound, and you can tell that the girls aren't used to this, because every time I play a sound effect, they giggle. So before, when it would say the news and she would come right in like a real news reporter, she just giggles. So, you know, and I'm sure everybody will get used to this, but I like it because if you're not into podcasting, you're just starting the podcast and you want to be able to use something like if you're trying to use Skype and a Skype recorder, if you drop out on Skype, then you've lost that audio. Here, it seems to be that since it's recording on Jess's side and Elsie's side and my side, I get three MP3 files of everybody. And so far, I have not lost, knock on wood, I haven't lost any audio yet.
Sweet.
I have had it where it has repeated a couple times, where it would repeat a sentence, and then you can cut that out. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better than what I would think Pamela and, you know, Ecamm recorder, and then trying to record it yourself on your own recorder.
Right. So do you think that somebody who, let's say, let's get best case scenario minus the genius of you. So let's say they want to try this on their own. Who would benefit like the most from using this versus doing Skype and Ecamm or Pamela and Skype?
I would say anybody that wants to use a USB microphone and plug it right into your computer, you could go into your account on Cast. Now it is a paid service. It's $10 for 10 hours a month or $30 for 100 hours a month. So if you only have a podcast and you're doing once a week, the 10 hours would be fine. So then it would be $10. And then you go in, everybody gets the link and they come in and you can listen. Now again, it all depends on bandwidth and internet speed. So if you have an old computer and you're running Windows Vista, it might not work for you. I mean, you know, if you're going to podcast, you kind of got to step up into the new millennium and get a computer that, you know, will run. And the other thing is to be able to plug right into your router instead of trying to use wireless. Or if you're using wireless, don't have your kids running Netflix and running games on their game consoles online, so it drags down the bandwidth, because that makes a difference too. Now, I noticed today as I was recording, Elsie has had a lot of latency because of where she is now. Normally, I can see it right here. Like right now, it says 35 milliseconds for Jess and 28 for Elsie. It has went to 455 milliseconds, which is almost a half a second. Now, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure, you know, because you're probably wireless, probably. So that could probably be an issue. But, I mean, it's not that bad. It does, like when I pull that in to the editor, there are some times where I have to kind of clip it and then drag the audio into place, kind of shift, time shift it. So you guys don't talk over each other. And the other nice thing is I'm here, so is if something happens, I can write down, if I hear something, I can write down the timestamp, and then I can go right back to it.
I like it. I mean, it's been really kind of fun. It also has a chat room where we've been able to do, and then I guess you can raise your hand, but, you know, the thing that what's challenging, I think, for me to keep an eye on this stuff, too, is that we have our show notes in a different, like we use Trello for our show notes. So I have to keep moving back and forth from one thing to the next. And so it's just really just getting used to doing that. There's something great about having John behind the scenes. And I think, you know, something that you guys that are listening might consider as well, in lieu of possibly hiring John, who is incredible at doing this kind of work, and he's available, mind you, audioeditingsolutions.com. But in case you have maybe somebody there with you that you kind of want to, you know, you want to do like an interview, and then you have maybe teach your VA or something to just be on with you so that they can take notes while you're doing something like this and kind of train them to do it with this way, and they can set up the whole process. They can set up the getting everybody together. They can make sure everybody's mics are all set, and then you can just do your thing. I think that that would really work out for you guys. But it seems to be really cool, so check it out.
And I also, use Soundboard. So I have the Soundboard. So whenever I want to use, and if I ever want to drop in a drop, of course now, I want to drop. Oh, I know why. If I just want to drop in, why won't it drop now? Is it because I'm on with you guys?
Because nobody can perform under pressure. That's why.
I guess. Story of my life.
My son does this to my husband all the time. Well, he'll do something completely adorable, and Scott will go, Isaac, do it again. Do it again.
Nope.
Refuses. No.
There we go.
Elsie's tool tips. Woo.
I had actually hit the pause all because you guys were talking, and when Jess went on an internet site, it started to play, and I thought one of my sound effects fired, so I hit pause all. So it wasn't, but it wasn't.
So what sound? So give us a scoop on Soundboard really quick. What Soundboard?
Soundboard is just like a cart machine that they would use back in the day in a radio station. You can drag clips in MP3, wave file clips in here, and I can play any kind of music, any kind of jingle. I mean, I have every day when you guys were talking about riding the suitcase through, give you a horn.
Yeah.
And earlier today, when you guys weren't on the air and you guys were talking about cartwheels, I gave it a breaking
that
glass.
Was a Jess, yeah. That was a Jess cartwheel.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
So I have this here, and I just use that for, you know, the podcast that I produce and for just messing around with. I didn't know you were going to ask me this question. I can't. But if you just go on and Google Soundboard, I'm sure you can find it. And I think it costs like $19. I like it. It's you can put in as many carts on here as you want. I mean, I have a board for She Podcast, one for Every Day, one for the Brand X podcast that I do, and one for the Off in the Weeds podcast that Jess and I do. And I also have Jess drops. Jess don't even have to be here, and we can do a show.
Oh my God.
That's it. I know, baby. I know. That's the mode I'm in lately because everyone here is sick. So I decided anytime I gave Scott anything today, I would say is, I know, baby. I know.
Oh,
Captain
my God.
Obvious.
So, yes, I have a lot of Jess drops.
I love
God
that.
Help
so
us.
Thank you, John, for being present
fun.
With us. It's been a blast. I think it's taking our podcast skill set up a notch, and also let's say somebody's like, oh my God, I want John. What can they do?
A lot
what
of
can
women
they do,
do
John?
They do
well,
do
that happens
you.
More than you think, ladies. But you know, seriously, Just go to audioeditingsolutions.com. There's a contact page there. You can send me a message. Or, you know, I am on the Twitter at John Buchanas, J-O-H-N-B-U-K-E-N-A-S. And I'm also John, J-O-H-N dot B-U-K-E-N-A-S at gmail.com. So that's how you can get a hold of me. I'll be happy to help you.
Right on. So you got that there, guys. If you guys want to check this out and play for yourselves, maybe you can let us know how it works out.
Play with yourselves. Play. That's not
I did not say with. I said
that's
for.
That's not appropriate, Elsie.
I said not. I did not say with. I said for yourselves. You can let us know. Send us some feedback about it. And also, if you want to reach out to John, don't think about it too much. Just call him or not call him. Email him.
Good advice,
reach out to him.
Elsie.
He can help you out. He's been phenomenal at being able to help us scale ourselves up in this way. And it's just been so incredible. I think that we are finished for today, yo, people. So if you have any feedback, please email feedback@shepodcast.com. You can also use SpeakPipe, which is what Heather Ordover used earlier today, at speakpipe.com/shepodcasts. And you can go ahead and do that. And that's about it. So please put it on your dates. February 23rd, 24th, 25th in Orlando. Yay. Are we going to say bye-bye? Love you.
Love you.
Mean it.
Bye. That's it. We're just getting into it.
You funny.
Oh my God.
You funny, funny, funny.
I love it.